Oh boy, I hate to say it because it sounds like such a dramatic cliche, but I almost have to say it because it's so true. All right, here goes. Are you ready? It's the end of an era. It really is, you know. As of the time of this writing, it's been about 10 days now, this past Friday, a week ago. Sheena the Wonder Dog, the mascot of the American Storyteller Radio Journal, is gone. She was 15 years old. That's a darn good run for a dog. This isn't a sad story. Here goes another cliche. It's a celebration of her life. What a dog. I raised her from a pup, you know. I got her when she was just 6 weeks old, and Sheena and I stuck together through thick and thin. There will be other dogs, but I don't think any dog will ever be able to fill the void left by Sheena. She represented a lot to me. She was there when I decided it was time to make a change and go through vocational rehabilitation to learn how to manage and cope with my learning disability. She was there as I went from being a parking lot line painter to a writer. She was there through the metamorphosis, whereas I became the American Storyteller. A lot of other people bailed out, thinking I was a little nuts. But Sheena was just like, yeah, whatever, do whatever you want, I'm not going anywhere. She was there through it all. Of course, in history, we have eras. The Elizabethan, the Edwardian. We've already started to refer to the 15 years Sheena was with me as the Sheenanian era. Sheena had her own phone number, you know. When Sheena and I were scraping by on ravioli and generic dog food in the early 1990s, I purchased a fax machine so as to receive scripts to do voiceovers for radio and TV commercials. I also got a dedicated phone line for the fax machine. I didn't want the fax number to appear in the phone book because I thought having two numbers in the book might confuse people and they wouldn't know which number to call me on. When I inquired with the phone company about having the fax number unlisted, they said it would cost an additional $2 per month. I asked if I could put the number in my daughter's name. They said yes. Good, I said. Listed in the book as Sheena Lauver. Sheena also received a number of votes for political office. Anytime I voted and didn't see a candidate I liked, I simply wrote in Sheena's name. It infuriated the local election board. Sheena was a chick magnet, too. Back in the day when I wasn't married, all I had to do to meet beautiful women was walk down any street with Sheena. Without Sheena, I never got a second look. Somehow, taking Sheena for a walk transformed me into some sort of Prince Charming. Every pretty girl on the street wanted to stop and talk and flirt and pet Sheena. I know I'm shameless. Dogs are such great people. I'm finished, I think, with the crying. The first couple of days were tough. You've never seen a 43-year-old man cry and bawl around like I did. She had cancer, you know. The vet said it was all through her. I didn't want her to suffer for even a minute. She still seemed bright and alert, so I don't think she was having a lot of pain yet, or at least it didn't seem like it. But it wouldn't have been long. She would have been in agony. I'm going to miss her. It's the end of an era. From somewhere behind the radio with the music of Johnny X, I'm Sheena's dad.